State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
With Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. When you were in elementary school, how many kids were in your class? 15? Maybe 17? Chances are whatever number you have in your head is much lower than today's average elementary class size. We're going to take a look at the growing number of kids in a class and what it means for student achievement. 9-year-old Curtis Matheny and 8-year-old Alex Moravio have been best buds for a long time.
Since kindergarten. We weren't in the same class in first grade, though.
But they were in the same class for kindergarten, second grade, and now third grade, all at Erickson Elementary in Ypsilanti. There's something different about this year, though. This year, they only have 21 kids in their class. They usually have
about 29 or 30.
Do you think that's a good amount of kids in a class?
I'm used to having more, but I think less would be a good thing.
Less because there's less talking, and because if you're talking with a teacher, she doesn't have to get up and have to talk to someone else about something.
It's wonderful. It's really wonderful.
This is their teacher, Lisa Murray. She's been teaching for 23 years, and she says, yep, Curtis and Alex are right. They usually have lots of kids in their class. Last year, she had 31 third graders.
I never thought I would see a small class again. I feel like I'm teaching, like I am really connecting with kids in a deeper way and their families. I mean, it's ridiculous that I'm this giddy about a small class, but I am.
She says you have to ration your time differently when you have 31 kids versus 21 kids in a class. It's another 10 students to get to know, another 10 possible behavior issues to deal with. It's 4 reading groups she can get to every day versus 6 reading groups that she can't meet with daily. In other words, smaller class sizes mean more individual attention for students, and that translates into better outcomes for them. It's common sense. It's also highly researched. Diane Whitmore-Schanzenbach is a professor at Northwestern University and an expert on class size. She says the research shows kids in small classes in early elementary do better than their peers, not just on standardized tests, but later in life, too.
Kids who were randomly assigned to the small classes were more likely to go on to attend college. You know, they're less likely to be involved in crime. They're less likely to be a teenage parent. They're more likely to save for retirement, all of those things.
And the positive outcomes are most pronounced in African-American kids and kids from low-income families. But here's the catch. We know small class size matters, but Michigan is one of only a handful of states with no policies in place to cap class size. Instead, it's left up to individual districts and their teachers' union. Here's the president of Michigan's American Federation of Teachers, David Hecker.
You know, it depends on what numbers we're able to negotiate. It also depends, though, on what, you know, what's the what happens language.
As in, what happens if your contract says you're supposed to have 25 students in a class, but you've got 30. Some contracts are strong, with real class size caps and real consequences for districts if they're not met. Others have no real consequences. It all depends on what the teachers can bargain for and how much money a district has to work with. That means class sizes can vary wildly, from 10 kiddos in a class in the UP to 45 kids in a class in Detroit. So I ask David Hecker, is there a better way to make small classes a reality in Michigan? He thinks for a minute and says, maybe. Maybe there could be a law that says classes can't exceed a certain number.
And that's a meaningful number, right? And then we could bargain lower class size, but the state needs to adequately fund public education so the resources are there.
We know that kids benefit from small class sizes, especially the most vulnerable kids in Michigan. But all the data in the world won't matter if it's not a priority and if there's not enough money to make it happen. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.